Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Bert Gallen. We're broadcasting live in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, as we get ready for another Work Escape weekend. And joining us on the line now is a public speaker and author, Medora. And she's written a whole bunch of Simple Tasks books, but the most recent one is a little different for Medora. It's all about how to survive in life. And Medora joins us on WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network. Hey, Medora.
Hi, how are you today?
I am very thankful that you have joined us because you're talking about something that I think lots of women struggle with, and it's sort of this how to survive in life without being labeled a bully or a bitch or being aggressive. And I think it's a great topic. So what brought you to the point of writing this book?
Well, I've been noticing and as actually paying attention also to the news about this seems to be a topic that just won't go away. And I've noticed over the last several years that behaviors just has seemingly become coarser, and just overall people are being ruder. And unfortunately, I think behind it is a lot of pressure and stress. We're in a very bad time economically here nationwide, but also I really think that there's so many people that have bought into the myth or the lie that in order to get ahead in life, you just have to be horribly aggressive, take no prisoners attitude, and it's a fallacy that needs to be debunked, quite frankly.
Medora is our guest today, and you've probably seen her books, the very well-known and acclaimed Life Simple Truth book series are bestsellers, and she's a public speaker who's on the road constantly. You can visit her online at MedoraOnline.com. And the title of the new book, the exact title is
How to Survive and Succeed in Life Without Being a Bitch or a Bully.
And guys, often, Medora, are seen as hard-charging. They're seen as aggressive business people. But in many cases, if a lady sort of steps to the forefront, she's not seen so much as assertive but overly aggressive.
Well, I think it's because so many women are not accustomed to how to stand their ground, be firm, be resolute in what their tasks are without getting personal. And that's, I think, the key to it is, when you have a job to do, you have to look at the job as a task that must be accomplished, whether it's in the corporate world or in, within a family unit. And remember that, the goal and objective is to accomplish what needs to be done, and it's not to try to demean or diminish anyone within the organization, their role and their responsibilities. I just think that women are still sort of catching up with how to effectively do that without being labeled a bitch. And now the reason why the book is not just how to survive and succeed in life without being a bitch is I also address the fact that there is that bully behavior that seems to be a lot more prevalent than, we would like. And while we naturally think of that more ascribed to the men in our society, actually both words and terms are used when you really examine to both genders. So, you can, if you're a man and you get really personal and make biting and sarcastic remarks, I've actually heard men referred to as say, "Oh, what a bitch," and which is because what they're saying is, "Oh, he's talking just like a woman is or can be with a very sharp tongue," and so really the two terms, while we, at first blush we assign genders to them, when in reality, if you just listen to how people talk and describe other people, it's kind of used for both men and women.
Our guest is Medora. You probably know her from her Life's Simple Truth book series, and there are a whole bunch of those. How many Life's Simple Truths have you done now?
Well, right now I've got the parenting book. Actually, some of them are still in the works and being finalized before publication. The Bitch and Bully book. I've got two things. I've got sort of two different genres. I've got these Life Simple Truth series of books, but then I also have two organizational tool books. They're actual books that help you organize during very complex and chaotic times in life. One's during the Christmas season, and then one's for all those other special occasions which sometimes overwhelm us as far as trying to remember and people during the occasions that are important to them, like their birthdays and anniversaries and things of that nature. So it's sort of my Life Simple Truth series is sort of a departure from what I have published previously, but I felt very compelled to write this series because of some of the sort of inherent problems and the questions I was getting asked about life, and particularly from the younger generation.
Medora is our guest today, and if you'd like to be a part of the program, the number to call is 718-506-1944. And if you have an organizational or a list question, or you want to talk about Life Simple Truths, I love that Medora says she doesn't make the rules. She does report them, though, in her Life Simple Truths book series. And you are a Southern lady.
Yes, I am.
It comes across in your voice, and very much... I think in society we think of women from the South as being somewhat softer and more cultured than perhaps women from other areas. Is that truth, or is that Hollywood myth-making?
Well, I certainly am not going to answer that.
Oh, come on.
Because then I would just sound terribly regional, but or provincial, rather.
Perhaps a little of both.
Perhaps a little of both. Of course, I have my biases when it comes to that, but... No, I'll have to say within my family, there has been a long history of strong, accomplished women who at the same time were not afraid of their femininity and what it meant to be female and never made excuses and never made apologies for it. And I think that's sort of the Southern woman's take on life anyway, about femininity. And I didn't grow up hearing women bemoan the fact that they didn't have, say, some of the rights or the standing that men have. It was just different when I was growing up, and how women in my family and the society and the towns I grew up in, how they perceived themselves and their power, and they understood their own power.
Our guest is Medora. Her book comes out next month. It's How to Survive and Succeed in Life Without Being a Bitch or a Bully. And if you'd like to talk with Medora, the number is 718-506-1944. And Michael is on the line from Virginia. Hey, Michael, you're on the Burke Allen Show with Medora. What's your question?
Hey, how's it going? My question is, why is it you think that Southern women are much stronger?
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say I think they were much stronger, but I think that if you were to ask other Southern women, they would probably say that that would be true, and I think it's because of the history of hardship that our great-grandmothers had to endure after the war of attrition, Northern Aggression, as we call it down here, or the Civil War, as we're commonly referred to. It was just a very hard time, and out of that very difficult time in history came, the women that were weak didn't survive, and that's just the bottom line. It's just like the women out in the North, the West, and the Great Northwest. Those pioneer women were made of stuff that, oh my goodness, it's unbelievable to this day, and their descendants sort of carry on that genetic makeup. Where had I lived during that time, had my husband said, honey, we're going to get in the Conestoga wagon and head west, I said, good, call me when they invent the airplane. You know, that's what I would have told him.
I'll see you in 100 years.
That's right. Call me later. Yes.
Michael, thanks for your call. I think that Michael did bring up a good point, though, in that perhaps Southern women tend to be very strong inwardly, but they still have that charm, and so they're not perceived, as in the title of your book, as necessarily being a bitch or a bully. There's sort of that way about them. And about women, I'm sure, from other parts of the country that they're able to walk that fine line. What advice would you give to a woman who has been told you're too aggressive or you're a bitch or you're a bully? How would you advise them in toning it down but yet still accomplishing what they need to accomplish?
Well, I would tell her to look up the definition of what it means to be a lady. And that has been, the word lady has been tossed aside as something that was not anything a woman wanted to be, but in reality, all a lady is a woman with manners. And when, in manners, defined simply means that you just consider other people. You consider their point of view. So, and that's actually, that is actually a tenet of good leadership, is you consider how, what your, the decision you're going to make, how is it going to affect others within your organization? And I think that inherent in the Southern female psyche is the ability to lead with strength, but you do it in such a way that you try not, you try to offend as few people as possible. And I think it's a real gift and talent, and I saw it growing up all the time. And I was always amazed by it, truly always amazed by it.
She's a proud Southern woman. Her name is Medora. You can find her online at medoraonline.com. And we've got a couple of minutes left, so can I throw out at least one organization question for you?
Sure.
It's that time of year. Lots of students are going away to college for the first time in the next couple of weeks. What tips would you give them in getting themselves organized, their, you know, sort of their first time out of the nest?
Well, if they have absolutely no clue on how to organize themselves, I feel so sorry for them at the age of 18 or 19. I really do. Someone's let them down terribly. But then there's some people that just aren't inclined that way. But if you know that that's not your talent and you're a young person, 18 or 19, then take the offer of help that your mother and or father are probably offering. I know that at that age you really want to, you know, stretch and, you know, spread your wings and fly and be independent, but sometimes it's great to accept the help of others or ask, or more importantly, this is a hallmark of a wise young person, is to ask help, ask for the help, and then there's a store here in our region called the Container Store, and if you absolutely have no idea or clue and you're trying to do it on your own, go find a store that specializes in organizational systems, and they'll be more than willing and glad to help you. But don't try to do it on your own. It's almost impossible.
Young people often go from this big house that they can put stuff in mm-hmm. lots of nooks and crannies to living in one small dorm room that they have to share with somebody else, and there is an adjustment period there, but luckily I guess lots of young people figure it out on their own.
They do, and it's actually a wonderful growing and learning experience, and it's also a wonderful time to learn how not to be selfish, because you have to remember when you're in a roommate situation, half of that room literally is not yours. It is not yours to encroach upon. So you need to learn how to live within your own space, and it can be like working at a puzzle, actually. You figure out, okay, what do I really need? You know, it's kind of like going on an adventure or, you know, being stranded on a desert island. You can't take everything you have with you, so just take what you absolutely need.
It's almost like a trip to Costco where you've got to geometrically get everything in the back of the car to get it home.
That's right. You can only have so much. I remember when I went to college and I had this tiny little hanging space for clothes, and I went, oh, my goodness. So you just learn to bring exactly what you absolutely need.
The new book comes out next month, and it's How to Survive and Succeed in Life Without Being a Bitch or a Bully. Medora, if folks want to pick that book up, where can they find that? Bookstores, online?
On Amazon, but also at my website at medoraonline.com.
And we should probably spell your name to make sure that folks get it correct. It's Medora.
That's right. You did very well.
Now, did I read somewhere in the last few seconds that we have left that you are the fourth or fifth generation of a Medora in your family? Is that right?
Yes, I am the fifth generation. There are four generations that precede me, and the first Medora in our family was born in 1849.
Now, will you be passing that name along?
Oh, I already have. I have a succession plan in place, and so there's a lot of pressure on that number six to do something about it in the future.
It's been wonderful talking with Medora today. Visit her online at medoraonline.com. That's medoraonline.com. She has a series of books called Life's Simple Truths, very well known for her holiday organizing skills. And the new book is How to Survive and Succeed in Life Without Being a Bitch or a Bully. And it comes out in bookstores in September. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Medora, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Now go out and make it a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everyone.